This is just the latest example of what CAIR says are new organized hate groups in the United States that are stirring up deep-seated resentment by average Americans against Muslims. It's Staten Island in New York City, and the mostly Christian protesters in this neighborhood are angry about plans by local Muslims to build a mosque on property owned by the church. The level of fear and hatred never seen before in public.
Right on this very street, we have a 9/11 hero that, from this neighborhood, and it wouldn't be fair. It wouldn't be fair. It's a slap in the face.
It's happening all over the United States. Cities approving the construction of new mosques. Citizens whipped up by anti-Muslim groups taking to the streets or City Hall to protest. Here at the Council on American-Islamic Relations, spokesman Ibrahim Hooper says it's the sharpest rise in Islamophobia in the United States that he's seen in years.
I've really never seen this level of Islamophobia in our society. It used to be you'd have an incident here, an incident there, but there seems to be a coordinated campaign, a cottage industry to defame Islam and to marginalize American Muslims. And we're seeing it every day, whether it's in Staten Island, opposition to a mosque there, opposition to a mosque in Tennessee or Manhattan, whether it's a campaign ad smearing Muslims in Florida, whether it's a Houston radio host saying blow up a mosque in New York. These things are happening on a daily basis.
Just last month, a mosque in Jacksonville, Florida was bombed. Hooper says the serious incident was ignored by the national media.
We just had a bomb attack on a mosque in Florida, but you wouldn't know about it because not one major media outlet in America covered it.
Hooper complains the FBI has still not found the bomber. And other incidents of violence against Muslims, he says, often gets no attention from both media and law enforcement. Why now? CAIR says attempts by other religious leaders to suppress anti-Muslim outbreaks have evaporated, and there's a growing atmosphere of public acceptance for anti-Muslim acts. And as a result, American Muslims are increasingly finding themselves the targets of discrimination and hate, especially from the Christian right. The Civil Rights Division of the U.S. Justice Department does investigate the most egregious examples of Islamophobia, but says CAIR the rate is rising so fast, authorities are having trouble keeping up with it. Mike Kellerman, Press TV,